joined this morning. Didn't even get a chance to talk before we went on the air, and I hate that when that happens. Dina Kirk is joining us this morning. She is the SIH Director of Occupational Medicine and Rehabilitation. First off, morning.
Good morning.
And also on the phone with us, an attorney. Are we paying you by the hour this morning, Sean?
Not yet.
Not yet. The perfect answer. Sean is an attorney, and he'll also be the keynote speaker and workers' compensation expert that's going to be appearing at the SIH Workers' Compensation Symposium March 8th at the Diamond Club at Rent One Park in Marion. I'm going to be doing laws and best practices. First off, morning.
Good morning.
All right.
Morning.
Sean, now here's the thing. You know, the most, like, unglamorous thing ever in the world to talk about, right? Well, at the same time, Sean, it's been kind of interesting that over these last few months, as we get into the election, we talk in Illinois about pension, we talk about the budgets, but very often I'll hear somebody when the idea of bringing jobs to Illinois, and they'll say workman's comp. It's really a problem that's never gone away.
Yeah, that's true. This is one of those states where people seem to really hate the workers' compensation system, and there's a lot of things that make it pretty expensive as far as workers' compensation goes in this state. And they talk about all these different reforms they talk about. I will be honest, a lot of the things they talk about reforming, I think it's people who don't really deal with the system on a day-to-day basis, because they're trying to reform things that I don't think are going to help in the majority of the cases, which is why it's nice to have some of these symposiums that we do, because I've done this a couple of years now, and they put on a great symposium downstate, and we talk about the different things that may be reformed and things that are changing in the law, because they have changed the law a little bit to help with medical fees and things like that over the years. But one of the things that we do at the symposium is we talk about the things that you can do right now rather than sitting and waiting for the legislature to do anything, because if you do that, you may never get any sort of relief.
Yep.
So we talk about things you can do right now, and this year is going to be a little unique, too, because we're going to do a mock trial, so people should be able to see exactly what their hard work goes into so that they can see what comes out after they do the hard work. And sometimes they'll actually see, if they don't do the hard work, the sort of trouble that you run into when you finally go to a hearing.
You know, it's interesting, in working with a company that has, if you work for a company that goes across many states, and then when budget time comes around, they go, why are we paying so much for workers' compensation insurance in the state of Illinois? It's not like that at any of our other locations. I mean,
right.
I've literally heard
our sister states.
You know, I've literally heard a corporate president's going, why is my bill for workman's compensation so high in Illinois? Now, when it comes to this symposium coming up, Dina Kirk is also joining us this morning. What are we talking about when it comes to the training, the features and best practices? What are we going to be teaching people at this upcoming event in Marion?
Well, I'll give you a little teaser, but if you really want to know, you'll have to sign up for our symposium at workcarereadywell.net. So for those companies who are out there that are really looking to make some significant changes in their workers' compensation costs, they really need to register and come to really see what it's all about.
All right. You know, it's interesting, Sean, from this standpoint, this is a problem that's been around. You can literally track this back to 1750 BC when Hammurabi made laws about losses of limbs, fractures. You literally were charged, if you're an employer and you had somebody in the field, if they lost an ear, by the surface area of their ear. There were, by the way, other appendages which are alliterated in this as well. This goes back so far. But, you know, there's always this is I find it really kind of fantastic that we've been talking about this for 4,000 years.
Yeah, you're correct. And I mean, you know, even in Illinois, we have people who talk about different things, and they talk about, you go all the way back to the Hammurabi Code, where you talk about an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth and what you're paying for different body parts. And it's one of those things in Illinois. You know, there's a couple of things people get. You can get money for your lost wages, and you can get money for your medical, and then you get this pot of gold at the end of the rainbow, sort of, that you don't get in a lot of other states. The really great thing about this conference is you sort of learn, you know, the biggest cost people usually have is their medical expenses, and you sort of learn how you can set up a link with your Occ Health provider so that you have the very forefront of defense for your work comp claims, and you can get those people better faster so you pay less at the end.
You know, this and this is interesting, stopping people from being hurt on the workplace. This getting in front of the bullets, what I call it. Dina?
You're exactly right.
You got to get in front of the bullet on this.
You do. And getting in front of the bullet, the first part starts with doing pre-employment screenings. You would be surprised. There are a lot of companies in Southern Illinois who just hire anybody off the street. And what happens is as soon as they hire them, they buy those injuries.
All right. And when it comes to injuries in the workplace, and I see this happen quite a bit. I work for an insurance company briefly, Sean. I think I told you this when we talked once before. I work for an insurance company investigating false claims. And and sometimes the blatancy of it is one thing. But when it comes to that, people are going to do what people are going to do. You have to be in your company ahead of this. You have to look at this, whether you've got jobs that are dangerous, whether they're jobs that you can train to be less dangerous. There really is an array, and it's mind-boggling when you get right down to it and you start looking as simple as what kind of mouse are you using for your computers and what kind of chairs are you using, and can people sit up straight or walk and look at computer monitors. We've actually generated a whole new era of personal injuries and physical injury with computers.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Well, and you'd be surprised. I think people who don't come to these sort of conferences and don't understand how things go, you're surprised a little bit of the couple of different cottage industries that have built up around workers' compensation between Medicare issues and the ergonomic people now and investigators, like we talked about, where, you know, there's so many different things that are going on. If you don't come and educate yourself about some of these things, then you're behind the curve. And frankly, in Illinois, that's the thing that kills you, is the fact that your competition's ahead of you. The system is already not very favorable. You let your competition get ahead of you in a system that's not very favorable, and you're going to be done.
Now, this upcoming Workers' Compensation Symposium, this is March 8th at the Diamond Club at Rent One Park. Dina, what's the time on this?
It starts at 8 o'clock, so people can come. They can register from 7:30 to 8 if they haven't done their pre-registration, but pre-registration ends this Thursday. So it's really important that if they want to get registered, to go ahead and register at workcareReadywell.net.
Now, whenever Dina emphasizes you need to register, you're thinking, oh, well, I just want my money. Free event. No cost to attend.
It's free. And it really aligns with our mission. We are here to help these local companies, business and industries, keep their business in Southern Illinois.
And to help the workers, too.
Absolutely.
I mean, we all benefit when everybody's healthy and work and lost productivity. And I can tell you, I'm one of the few radio announcers I know that ever got workman's comp for being injured on the job. and all I can tell you is don't fight the Saluki football team single-handedly. Boy, yeah, it was ugly. Had to be carried out of the studio by my brother to the emergency room when I finished my shift. But you know what? People make stupid decisions, by the way. And that's another one of these items that we got to look at. People make stupid calls. And they're not really, you know, it's not malicious. It's just, you know, I'm stupid. And there's a difference here, right? And you do. You have to protect yourself against the malicious intent as well. Which, is that a little harder, Sean?
Yeah, it really is. And I'll tell you what, that's part of the important thing about starting your investigation early. And some of the nice things about having that Occ Health link is that they know what your jobs are and they know what your people are doing. So they can raise the red flag sooner than anyone if they understand what's going on and how you build in that Occ Health link. And so, you know, we talk about it all the time when we're at the office and we're doing training and we do seminars like this, and we talk about how stupid is in a defense. You can't defend stupid, but you can defend those cases that you can fight if you start at the beginning. And really, starting at the beginning means before there's an injury, make sure you have things set up like you need to have them set up so that you know what's going on when they start.
That's Sean's way of saying, are you doing your due diligence?
Right. And I will tell you, we do. I teach a law school class where we train on workers' compensation, and we travel. I was just in Arkansas two weeks ago doing a seminar. We do a bunch of these different things, and our attorneys speak, and we talk about stuff and do things. This conference downstate, the symposium, is one of my favorite ones to go down to because it's really no nonsense. You get a ton of information, and like Dina said, it's free. I mean, it is insane that they actually are giving this thing away. It's insane.
Sean Berry, thanks, Sean. Hold tight, would you, pal? Information on how to register.
You can register at workcarereadywell.net.